Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back. We're glad you're with us. Remember, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. But first, we have a message from Sue Wagner. Sue, are you there?
I'm here.
What's going on?
As you know, this radio show is sponsored by the Wan Institute, and we do have some one-day classes offered by Dr. Allen. They're in the Newport Beach office. We have a dream class coming up, a dream interpretation class, Saturday, April 29th. I have one spot available. I have a Getting to I Do class, Saturday, May 13th. I have three spots available. It's in the Newport Beach office from 9 to 4. And I have we have our ongoing life script class in the Newport Beach office. And the life script class, if you're out of the area, Dr. Allen can do your life script reading as well. It takes 1 hour, and I send you a questionnaire and you fill it out. And then when you set up your appointment, you go through the questionnaire with Dr. Allen, and she helps understand your script. If you want information about any of these classes, you can go on www.wantistore, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen. And for the one person or one couple that's in the Orange County area, Dr. Allen has a cup drop on Saturday, June 3rd. I have one spot open for a couple. You can go on and register as well. That's a class that if you're in a relationship with a couple, you'd want to attend if you have the opportunity and you're in the area.
Awesome. And so what do we have coming up in May? Do we have our show in May?
May, we have the first Monday of the month, the Los Angeles Relationship Seminar at the Courtyard Marriott. The address is 6333 Bristol Parkway in Culver City, and the first Wednesday in Newport Beach at the Newport Beach Civic Community Center, 100 Civic Center Drive in Newport Beach, 7 to 8:30, and the LA seminar is $10, and the Orange County is $5. We offer the admissions due to the room rental rate.
Right. Hey, and I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen's brand new book is out, Shiny, and it is called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. You can find that on Amazon. You can find it on our site, or you can find it for ebook download at Barnes and Noble. So get there. And then after you get it, make sure you come back and give us a review.
Yes, you can give a review on the Amazon website, even if you didn't purchase the book on Amazon. You can go in there and write a review. We appreciate any reviews we can get. Pump it up there.
We would love it. And Dr. Allen, you are on the air.
I'm glad to be here. I'm waiting to answer questions.
Well, I'll tell you what we have here. We have got a couple that came in. And I think our wonderful guy at the station is getting this switchboard set up.
So, make sure you tell him about the station. We'll call him back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys. When you call in, the station often will have to call you back because, people get in a queue and a line. And so he has a list. When he calls you back, please answer and don't let it go to voicemail. It may be a number you're not familiar with.
And it may be on hold. And then he calls him back. Yes.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that you guys get through and that we get to hear from you. So please do that. It's very important. So what we've got going on here, Dr. Allen, is a full inbox. Not surprising. All right. I'm currently in a relationship. Mm-hmm. with a divorced dad. I've been following your advice and it's working wonders. We get along great and we're very happy with our relationship. However, when I think about our future together, I get very afraid that he and his ex-wife will become best friends or get back together and I'll be tossed aside. I know it's an insecurity of mine because they barely talk. What advice do you have for single women without kids marrying a divorced dad with kids? His kids are 8 and 9 years old. Any advice for the second wives that are marrying for the first time?
Yeah, live in today. I want you to know that I can guarantee every single relationship that exists on the planet is going to terminate either by death or divorce. The secret is, do you want to enjoy whoever it is while they're here? So if you're going to live in the past or the future, you cannot enjoy the present of today.
Hello?
Oh, we got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Here's my question. I'm super confused. So I'm a nice gentleman is dating. This is Mrs. Chicken Soup.
I knew that. Hello, Seattle.
Yes. So I had a conversation with this number one that I'm dating, and
you're dating him, or he's dating you.
He's dating me.
Okay.
So and
remember that.
Yes, definitely. And he kind of, I feel like he's pulling back. I mean, I told him about the no sex rule because I said I felt like our friendship ended once we had penetration. And
Wait a minute.
Well, not relationship, friendship, sorry.
The way you say it, I would love to make love with you if we are compatible, monogamous, and going to the same goal.
Oh, I think I said it slightly off.
What you were doing was lecturing him. You know, when we have sex, then we won't blah, 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 blah. That's you playing mama or teacher or lawyer or doctor.
Yeah, okay. But what he said was really nice. He said, well, even if the sex is off the table, I'd still want to be with you.
That's a nice answer, except that he didn't have the right response from you.
Okay. But
so do you have another date with him coming up?
Well, I hope so. We would see each other. We talked every day, and then we would see each other twice or three times a week. But in the last few days, I feel like he's texting me less, and he always tell us to respond in kind.
Wait a minute.
He texts me.
You think that the next thing he's going to ask, you're forecasting the future?
Oh, no. I just felt like he started to text me less and that he's pulling back. But at the same time, I mentioned that I was reading your last book, and, you know, he knows I love your books. And I said, I would love to go to Pat Allen's seminar. And he was like, oh, great, let's go. So it's so confusing. So he doesn't text me, but he wants to go to your seminar with me. And I don't know what to make of all of this.
Wait a minute. What is to make of? You say yes or no?
Oh, I said yes. Of course I'd love to go.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried about, because, for example, his birthday is in a few days, and he's supposed to have a party at home, and he hasn't texted me for the whole day, and I don't know if this is him, like, disappearing to make a decision, or should I text him? What should I do? What do you think?
What I think is stop forecasting what he's doing. He has eight weeks. Between each reach out to reach out to you. There's no formula.
Okay.
See, what you're saying is, I want you to contact me every day, let me know where we're going, what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. That's too much like you being the director of the relationship, and men who are men don't like that.
That's true. Okay, so I should just nothing.
So, Seattle, what is the real bottom line here? Do you think that your response was screwed everything up and you're worried that that's what the problem is?
I think that I phrased it a little bit incorrectly. I think that, I mean, Dr. Allen is right. And I think it came out maybe as lecturing. I'm not really worried yet. I'm just, I'm confused with his reaction. So he wants me, I don't think a lot of men would want to go to a relationship seminar. And he is
okay
with it.
Where did you get that?
I don't know.
Do you understand that you're living by your fantasies instead of reality? You said to him, would you like to go to the seminar? And he said, yes. And then you floated off into negative delusional state thinking.
That's true. Maybe this is just getting too good and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, because she's a pain addict.
I'm a pain addict. Maybe that's the problem here.
Well, I got news for you. You're going to get what you dreamt about, pain. Do you know the reason? You're not living in a positive reality. You said, would you like to go? And he said, yes. He said, do you want to make love? And you said, I hope you would have said, I'd love to make love if we're compatible, monogamous, and going to the same goal.
Yeah, that's not what I said.
What you say is delusional in that you talk about what might be going to happen, what could have happened, what did happen somewhere else. It's not in reality.
Okay, sure. It's like that book that you told me to read, Wounded Woman. They talk about the people that live in delusions but didn't have a strong father figure growing up.
So would you please use me as a replacement?
What do you mean?
When he asks you a question, would you answer him in a pragmatic reality statement?
Yes.
Okay, because that will be the truth. And the truth shall set you free to build a relationship. But looking backwards or projecting forwards will only bring you the pain you were raised to expect.
Okay.
I love Eckhart Tolle's book, Be Here Now. Be in the moment.
The Power of Now. I think I have it somewhere. I read it. It's pretty famous, I think. Okay, so for now, do I wait for him to reach out to me then?
Yes.
Okay.
But be positive.
Okay.
Give it a go. See what happens.
Okay. Awesome.
Say yes to everything unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal. Okay. Say yes.
Okay. Will do.
Good.
Thank you.
Good night, Seattle.
Good night.
We just discussed Linda Leonard's book in my ADS course. It looks like we have another call coming in. Here we go. Doo-doo. Hello, caller. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, thank you. I do. I was on the air last week, and I'm following up with the conversation I had with Dr. Pat.
Good.
A man is dating me, and we have had intercourse, but I also had a second date set up with another man Wednesday, which was yesterday.
Wait a minute.
And you had
You're in a committed relationship or a casual relationship?
No, you helped me determine that we were going to not continue to have intercourse because we were going to date other people. Because neither of us are ready to be exclusive. So prior to my date on Wednesday, he and I went out and he wanted to have sex again. And I said, no, I've actually got a date with another man tomorrow. And unless you want to be monogamous and exclusive, and I want to be married within a year. And he's
good
like,
girl,
whoa.
What did he say?
He said, wow. Okay. Well, can I have a couple days to think about that? That's a big question.
And
I said, of course.
Beautiful.
I said, of course.
And you went on your date with the other man.
Right. And I wasn't that excited to tell you the truth, but I did it.
I
know you
always
say you had date three. And so it was because he told me, oh, I'm not the jealous type. I don't get jealous. But like about an hour before my date, he was texting me, hey, what do you, I know you're going on your date. And I'm he was like, but I'm not tripping out. So he said he wasn't jealous, but then he was texting to kind of check in on me.
I got news for you. Do you understand that jealousy is part of being in love? There's a wonderful book by David Buss, and it's called Dangerous Passions. When you're jealous, that means you're territorial. When you're territorial, that means you want monogamy. When you want monogamy, that means you want to build something that hopefully leads somewhere, mating or marriage. Do you see? So he could not resist getting his oar in the water just before you were going on your date. And I love it because that said a lot.
Good. Okay. So I agree. Here's my question.
What's your question?
Two days prior to that date, he and I had a date. And we were sitting down and we're looking at my computer. And I said, well, you know, I do these retreats. And I'm not sure if my August retreat's going to sell out. And I have this beautiful villa in Mexico. And, you know, we might as well take advantage of it. And he said, well, can you get your money back? Like, if you're not going to use it for business. And I said, well, I mean, it's pretty magical time of year there. You know, you've never done scuba diving. You could do that there. And I'm very masculine and I'm learning to be feminine. So here I am trying to sell him on this vacation, right?
I know that. Did he buy?
He said, this is making me really uncomfortable.
I know. Do you know why?
No.
Because your balls were showing.
Yes. And so my question is really like, it's really hard for me not to be that way. So...
Well, you're making me really uncomfortable. A girl with a penis.
I don't want that.
Well, then you don't have anybody. You're going to be a spinster.
Right. So I guess he said, I'm really uncomfortable. And I said, okay, just tell me you're uncomfortable. I'll back off. And that's fine. He's like, really, you're going to be spending $600-$700 a night. That's ridiculous. And he stood up for himself. And I said, whoa, okay. And he's like, I'm not comfortable with that. I was just in a relationship a year and 2 months ago. So how do I check myself before I get to the point where I've made him uncomfortable?
You lose enough men to teach you a lesson. You haven't paid a high enough price yet.
I don't want to lose this one.
Well, then you've got to discipline
yourself.
Definitely
a little bit
softer
than I am.
What?
He's not as outgoing. He's just a little bit softer than I am. He's very sensitive. He's a Pisces. You know,
he's strong enough to say you're disrespecting me.
Yes, he did.
That's all he needs to do.
So, you know, it's that uncomfortable part where I knew I went and I crossed the line when I'm trying not to cross the line. How do I keep myself from crossing the line?
As soon as you lose somebody you really want,
how do I get to the point before that? Because I can already tell I made him uncomfortable.
Well, then you call people like Pat Allen, do you see? And she says, look, don't ask for what you want in the area of love, affection, time, or sex. That's his right to ask. See, you changed your language. There's a man dating me. Well, the truth of the matter is you're the man and you're chasing him. So he doesn't want to be a girl. He wants to be a man and respected. And you apparently want to be respected and cherished, which is narcissism, which is not healthy for people who want relationships. Narcissism is perfect for people that don't want to be in a relationship and don't want to have any kids. Because narcissists want respect and cherishing equally. So, do you want to be a spinster or not?
No. But I've been alone and taking care.
Do you want to be respected, cherished, or cherished respected?
Cherished.
Well, if you want to be cherished, you have to wait for a man or a woman to chase you.
Okay.
If you can't keep your mouth shut, you can't have a relationship.
Okay, I'm just going to have to, really watch my mouth.
You're not kidding. You have three parasympathetic orifices, your anus, your urethra, and your mouth. You can't go to preschool unless you can control your anus, your urethra, and your mouth. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Well, that's what you're learning now. Was your mother a man?
Yes, very strong.
Then she demonstrated manhood. Was your father a wuss?
Yes, but he looked at it as, I'm being a good Christian.
You know what? He was being a good wuss, and I don't mind. I have no problem with women being men. I have no problem with men being women. I just need one of each, whether it's a straight, gay, or lesbian relationship. I need the top man, the bottom man. I need the butch, I need the femme. I need the masculine woman or the feminine woman. That's what I need. Otherwise, it's perfectly normal to be equal men at work. That's what Women's Lib fought for, and we're still not done. We're still paying more for white blouses to get clean than white shirts. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're just in a casual friendship, it's perfectly normal. What do you feel like doing? I don't know. What do you feel like doing? Well, we don't know. Well, let's flip a coin. When you read my book, you're going to see examples of good rational communication from before birth to the end of life.
The new book.
Yeah, my new one, Man's World, Woman's Universe. We're all both.
What is the best way if you've had 10, 13 years of being masculine and being single and only having 3 month, 6 month relationships and then them fizzling out, and you know you want to be cherished and you know you want to be the feminine and you've had this scripting from your mother being masculine, what are some of the best tools to watch your mouth?
The one best tool is raise your right hand.
Okay.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
And could do it better.
And could do it better.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut. Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer. So help me God. Now, this can be gotten on a podcast, can it not?
Yes. I always listen to them again.
Well, guess what? This one is yours.
Thank you.
You have to have that boundary. In order for you to ask for what you want, say what you think, give your opinion, give your suggestions, you have to make an appointment. I have an idea about what we might do on a weekend or a week. Are you interested in hearing my ideas? Would it be convenient? And he says, yes. I want you to know I have access to a rental spot where we can fish, do this, surf, blah, blah. Are you interested? Do you see? I did exactly.
You can say yes or no.
You said, and he is still in charge of the decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can't go by yourself. And you can surely be a man and take a girlfriend who's a woman, or you can take a man who is a woman as well. I have no problem with that, as long as you know what you're doing. But to tell me you want to be cherished and then act like you want to be respected is mind-boggling, confusing, and interrupts the flow of energy.
I can tell, like, our relationship of us being together is because he's learning to be the masculine and I'm learning to be the feminine. I can feel it.
Good. Well, keep on learning.
Okay.
All
I'll
right.
Check back in.
Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
You very much.
Good luck.
Good luck,
Thank
caller.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Well, I'm glad we got the update, and she seems to be getting it, Dr. Allen.
She's teachable. All I want is teachability.
Welcome to Questor Financial.
If okay. You know well, I guess Questor Financial is not answering tonight. So I was saying, we just discussed Linda Leonard's book, and The Psychopath Next Door.
That's good. But you know, it's not as good as Women Who Love Psychopaths.
No, true. But it was so interesting because they made us take a test and they made us pick one person.
Welcome to Questor.
That we knew in our lives, and to see how many areas they hit coming up as a psychopath. It was extremely interesting to do.
Good.
You know? And so, with
so
the whole,
did you find somebody
Hello?
In your...
Oh, hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Oh, well, she was on the air with us. Maybe she'll be back. I actually did three different people.
Three. Wow.
Yeah. And one of the people I did hit and they came out at a 36. Which is way beyond psychopath. So,
okay.
Very interesting concept because, you know, you'll meet somebody and you'll see, you know, you'll be able to look at them and go, oh, that's, you know, behavior is odd or they seem fake. And so it was interesting to watch the video with. Hi, caller on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Hi, actually, I was here with my daughter. She's turning 13 this summer.
Ooh, good.
And I've been listening to your podcasts and to your shows online. And
good.
So I try to teach them as I learn new things. And they've heard your voice, which you say is reverberating out into the universe.
Yes.
Well, it's reverberating here. So what I've been trying to do is to teach them the think and feel.
What is them? Do you have two daughters, a daughter and
I
a son?
I have two daughters. One is 11 and one is 13.
All right. So you have two daughters that you're speaking to. All right.
Mm-hmm. And they're both sort of listening, so I have you on speakerphone.
Great. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so, here we go.
So one of the things that we've been working on is asking each other how we feel about it. You know, how do you feel about cutting your toenails? Oh, I feel fine about it. But, you know, so we've been working
Wait a minute. The second question is there anything I could do to help you and I feel even better? The two questions are, I want this or I think that. How do you feel about doing it? And then how can I help you and I even feel better about doing it?
Okay.
So two questions.
And so we have been working on that, but it obviously hasn't gotten quite. She's doing it right now. We reminded her. So that's what we're working on. But one of the questions that I have is, I'm trying, I have been changing how I talk to them. So I'm moving away from using intimidation and
seduction.
And moving away from those and using some of your tools with them.
I love it. So what is the question you want to clarify?
There's a couple, because I've tried to use them, and I'm not sure exactly what to do after I use them. So, for instance, you answered one of them. So what can I is it okay for me to tell them I want this to be done?
How do you feel about doing it?
Right. So that's okay for me. What I've been trying to do
You have an 18-year contract to use your male and your female with your children.
Okay, that was
and
the main question.
But here's the difference. I want you to do it or else. That's intimidation, right?
Okay.
I want you to do it or you are really, really hurting me.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I do that. Do I do that? No. Okay, so what I've been saying is, have every right to ignore what I'm doing, but it will cost you. And
that's,
this is what it's going to cost.
Absolutely. But that's if they say, you know what? If you say, I want your rooms cleaned up by 10 o'clock on the weekend or whatever it is, how do you feel about doing it? And if they say nothing, you say to them, a non-answer is a negative answer. What can I do to help you feel better about saying, yes, I will, no, I won't?
Okay, so in that case, you get them to feel better about actually answering the question, not about...
If you don't get the answer, you can't say, like if they say, here's what you do. I want your rooms clean by 10 o'clock on Saturday. Okay, how do you feel about that? I don't feel very good about that. I don't want to do that. You say to them, you have every right not to want to do that, but the price for not doing it is.
Okay. So is it appropriate for them to negotiate? Well, I want to
Absolutely.
Sleep in on Saturday.
Absolutely. Okay. They might say, you know what? I want to go water skiing with my girlfriend. Who knows what they want to do in the morning. So... Mom, how do you feel about me getting my room cleaned by 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Okay, then I say, well, at 2 o'clock we have to go here, so we're going to have it done. And then it just goes on like that until it actually gets done.
Until you both get enough of what you want. You negotiate back and forth like ping pong.
Okay, so here's a bonus question. We homeschool.
That's nice.
We spend all day together, and what I have determined is that...
Wait a minute. You don't have breaks in the middle of the day? You don't take lunch off? You mean you do all day school? They don't even do that?
No. I mean we spend all day hanging out together. So we're talking all day long, all of us, together.
Well, you're going to be females all day long, right?
Yeah. We live with my dad, so there is some slight male energy, but...
I understand that. Does he come in and teach and preach the girls?
A little bit.
A little bit?
But for the most part, what I decided is that when we are working in the schoolroom at the table, that's our yang, and we're all using sync there and trying to
be... I know that. And does your dad know that?
Yes, he seems fine with it. I don't know that he knows it exactly.
Okay.
But.
No, but are you telling me of a problem or just telling me situation? What are you saying to me?
I'm telling you the situation because I wanted to confirm with you because we're all female, when we're at work, we're young. And so our homeschool is our young. So I've been
absolutely right. But
I've been encouraging them to say,
you take
I
in
think
breaks.
when we're in school, I say, what do you think about us starting at 10? And then instead of how do you feel? And then when we come into the house, we switch back to feel. Is that appropriate?
Yes, that's right. When you're performing, you're yang. When you're processing, you're yin.
Right. Okay. So my guess, my question about everything was, how do I start the questions? I wasn't sure I could say, I want, lesson one and two done.
You
have
say
it done
the following.
By
I have a direction. Here is my assignment for you.
Okay.
By Tuesday, you will blank, 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 blank. How do you feel about that schedule?
Okay, so it is sort of a feel think with.
I got news for you. When you negotiate performance, it is a smart thing to check girls how they feel and boys what they think.
Okay, just continue that. Because
when you're in your teaching mode, you're male.
Okay.
But it would behoove you to remember that even teachers really would do well. I was a junior high teacher for 10 years. And
all right.
It does well when you respect young men and when you cherish young women. But you are responsible for teaching the principles and giving the assignments, but you would do well to check their feelings about it in case they have questions or they want to contradict or do something, that would help them feel better.
Okay.
We're not ordering them around in school.
Right. Right.
So
I've been moving away from, like I said, from ordering them around and starting to include them in decision making.
That's true.
So it seems to help. And then I have another question. Because
what's
they're
that?
Girls and we're moving into the teenage time, how do we start talking about dating and boys and kissing?
You
boys
make
and girls?
An appointment.
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you something very significant that's new. There's a book by Dan Siegel. He's the mindful man.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Raising Children from the Inside Out. Now, the inside of a boy is feminine, and the inside of a girl is masculine. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you know that they have recently found out that between the ages of 13 and 18, young people do not produce very much dopamine in their bodies as a way to stimulate them to get out of the house, to move away from the nest? You know, we wonder, why do teenagers act like that? There's a wonderful book by Dan Siegel, and it's called Brain Storms, that between 13 and 18, the lessening of dopamine causes the rising of hostility and combat. And then they go back into production of dopamine because nature has designed them to meet somebody and start their own nests. Isn't that a wild piece of data?
It makes perfect sense. I've actually seen it in action. The rising need to get out and experience things is starting to happen.
But now there's a book, Brainstorms, by Dan Siegel.
Okay, that sounds great. Do you have any questions for Pat Allen? She's the one that actually encouraged me to call. She said, sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, wait, she wants me to ask. All right.
I wanted to ask a question about Madison.
She'll ask the question.
Male or female energy?
What's the question?
I don't know.
Okay, so she has a friend, and she's not sure how to.
Is that a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
It's a female friend, and she doesn't know if she's yang energy or yin energy, and isn't exactly sure how to interact. So if you have friends that are male with yang energy, you interact with them as if...
I've got news for you. They make great leaders. They decide what you're going to do, where you're going to eat. And if you don't mind it, they may have a place in your life. Everybody has a right to operate off of whichever side of their energy bank or their right lobe or their left lobe. Or some people want to be narcissistic and you have to be a zero with them.
To get anywhere. Well, she's starting to make friends and wants to know how to interact with on just a friend level with her friends.
Find people that want to be in their yin and yang. Whoever starts a yang statement hopefully will listen to a yin response if you're a girl.
So
it's whoever starts. We're both.
Right. So what you're trying to say, the way I'm understanding it, is that if you're hanging out with someone and you start a yang statement, that the compliment is the yin response.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Yeah.
So I want to go to McDonald's. How do you feel about that? And I don't want to go. I would rather go to some other restaurant.
All right. Then you decide if you want to compromise, perhaps the new suggestion, or you say, you know what? I think it's time you go your way, I'll go mine.
Okay. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Be careful of narcissists who insist, intimidate, and seduce you into always doing it their way. That's a problem.
Yes or no? What? Okay. They have some interactions with their dad that's similar to that. So
I understand that.
Another day.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. We've got calls waiting.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
That was a practical call.
That was a very practical call, and those are tough questions for teens and you know. Preteens.
And by the way, those are all dealt with in the new book.
Oh. Okay, callers. When we call, please pick up. All right. We have another call coming in.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. How exciting. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
So, a wonderful man was dating me for...
Good. Oh, that's lovely.
For over a year and a half, and we broke up last
August.
What's
your work?
I unfortunately didn't discover your work until after the breakup, and I went masculine in our negotiations of trying to take our relationship to the next level.
Oh, you must. I got it.
I did, unfortunately.
So did he permanently drop you?
Well, it was kind of a mutual breakup. I got frustrated. He was being very passive aggressive.
I understand that.
And it was triggering me, unfortunately.
I know. Into active aggressive, not
passive.
For females, passivity, patience, and vulnerability is very good. For men, competing, conquering, and controlling is very good. But when a woman is competing, conquering, and controlling, don't be surprised if the man goes passive-aggressive. He says he'll do it, then won't do it. There's a wonderful book by Scott Wetzler, and it's called Living with the Passive-Aggressive Man. Now, both men and women are men and women. Therefore, there are passive-aggressive women and there are passive-aggressive men. But the sign of a passive-aggressive person is they agree to do something and then they do not follow through.
Yes. Yes. And... I asked for no contact. I was very in love with him. I knew I was very bonded to him. And then you're learning, getting turned on to your work
really connected that dot for me.
Did you write a hi-bye letter to him?
I haven't. Part of my question, you'll find this funny, is it lines up with everything that I've learned from you. We had no contact for over 6 months. I finally, through my grief, got ready to start marketing my booty again.
Yes,
and
I went online.
And he reached out last week because I came up in his matches.
His intuition sent him.
Yeah.
You do understand we pick up each other's thinking.
I do.
Kinesiologically. Okay?
Yes.
So he tried to get rid of you, but is now sending you another message. What did you do about his intuitive message?
I really worked on implementing your tools in the messaging. So we texted back and forth. I thanked him for his message. He asked me a question. I thanked him for his message. And I said, it's nice to hear from you.
Good.
And I hope all is well with you too. He had written that he thought my photo was beautiful and I'm as beautiful as ever. And I hope you're doing well. So I just stayed neutral and thanked him, passive, patient, vulnerable, and said, hope all is well with you too. And then he asked how my father was doing, who has cancer. And I responded. And then I asked if everything was okay with his children. And he wrote me a long note back and then continued to ask me a few questions before asking if we could possibly talk on the phone sometime as friends.
Do you understand what he was saying? He was saying that he wanted to exchange contact with you.
And I wasn't sure how to respond, Dr. Allen, because...
It's called, I'd love to be your friend on the phone.
But I haven't been with anyone else yet, and
Wait a minute, what's that got to do with anything? He's just one of three.
Okay, I am starting to do...
If they're staying away for 8 weeks, that relationship is done.
We've been away for over 6 months.
I got news for you. That means that whatever he's doing now is an investigation for a new relationship.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Remember what Pat Allen says. I'm Pat Allen, but I quote her because I have to do what she says too. Okay. And sometimes I don't like it, but my instincts tell me to do it because it works for enough people beside me. Anyway, here is the message. If someone leaves you and is gone for more than 8 weeks, that relationship is dead. When they come back a year later, 2 years later, after their divorce, who knows? That's a brand new relationship. And it has to be built on friendship.
Okay.
So what he's doing intuitively is appropriate. The last relationship is, he looks like that man, but he's not that man. And you look like that woman, but you're not that woman. You remember, here's a big message. You know my new book is out.
I can't wait to read it. Yes.
Now, here's the message that the big book is saying. Whichever partner carries the yin energy, the one that's based on instinct and feelings, controls the relationship. Therefore, your advancement in femininity is going to stimulate different responses from him that will respect his maleness.
So I wonder how I can correct this because
what did you do?
Well, I thought that I needed to keep a boundary because I didn't think I could be friends yet with him because I haven't had a new lover yet. And
wait a minute, you don't need a new lover to be friends with an old one.
I thought you did before you moved up because I'm still oxytocin bonded to him.
No, dear. What okay. you're saying is you're so afraid of being bonded to him that you thought you had to reject him. Are you willing to send a text message to him? I've reconsidered your offer of phone friendship. I would love to receive calls from you.
Okay. How do I negotiate?
What?
I don't want to hear about him dating. Is that...
Wait a minute. You're in the fantasy future delusionally now.
I am.
How about you wait until he does it? And then you say, oh, I'm really not comfortable listening to you talk about dating other women.
Okay. Oh, I wish I had discovered your work years ago.
I got news for you.
I'm turning everyone on to you.
Wait a minute. I do too.
Yeah.
I didn't know this way back when. I'm sharing what I've learned. I'm 82 years old. I'm sharing what I've learned over these 40-some years of working with human beings in these sensitive situations.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. We're out of time. We have to go.
Okay. Did you thank get you so much. Show? Yes, thank you.
Good girl. Good girl. Good luck.
Real quick, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
We love you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Tune in then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.